Today's shiur in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Chaf Vov Omid Aleph, and we'll be learning some halachos about a borrowed talis. And we're learning in Simon Yudalid Seif Gimel. And the Mechaber writes, Hashol mechavero talis she'enu mitzuyetzes. If you borrow from a friend a garment that doesn't have tzitzis in it, it's a four-cornered garment, potu milahatil bo tzitzis kol shloshim yom. You borrowed it for less than a 30-day period of time, you're not obligated to put tzitzis on such a garment, because the Mechaber writes, Dixiv ksuscha, it has to be your garment, the Torah says, and velo shelachem, and implying that it doesn't belong to someone else. He has an obligation to put tzitzis on it if he wears it, but if he's not wearing it, there's no obligation. And you have no obligation to put tzitzis on this garment, even if you're wearing it, because it's not your garment. However, the Mechaber says, if you borrow it for more than a 30-day period of time, avol achar shloshim yom, chayav midrabbanan. But after the 30-day period of time, if it's still in your possession, you have to put on tzitzis on, albeit on a derabbanan level. And the Halacha Berurah says you should put the tzitzis on right away if you know you're going to borrow it for more than a 30-day period of time. The reason behind this, the Mechaber says, why do you have to put tzitzis on a talis that you borrowed, a garment that you borrowed for more than a 30-day period of time? Bimei shenira shelo. People see you wear this every day, they'll assume that's your garment, and they don't see tzitzis on it, they'll say, you're being mevatel a mitzvah saseh. So therefore, since it looks like it's yours, so the rabbi said, we're instituting a mitzvah derabbanan to put tzitzis on this borrowed garment. In Sif Katan Tes, the Mishneh Berurah explains, Hamatil bought tzitzis, umivorech lo hifsid. But if you wish to, you may go and take this borrowed garment that you borrowed for less than a 30-day period of time, put tzitzis on it, and even make a bracha on this garment, and he says, lo hifsid, you haven't lost out. And the Lashon of the Be'er Heitiv is over here, is based upon the Magen Avraham, who brings down Tosus and the Rush, who say, hamivorech lo hifsid. And then the Mishneh Berurah compares this to Kimo Noshim Shiholos Lavarech Amitzas Aseshas Man Groma Avshipaturos. He says this is analogous to the situation of any woman who wishes to participate in a Mitzas Aseshas Man Groma, time dependent mitzvah, that she's entitled, if she wishes to, even though she's exempt from the mitzvah, if she does the mitzvah, she's entitled to make a bracha on it. This is, of course, is a major machlokus between the Ashkenazim and the Svardim. The Svardim follow the Psak of the Mechaber, who holds that you are not allowed to make a bracha on any mitzvah that you're not obligated in. How can you say, Asher ki dishonu b'mitzvot zivanu, when you're not obligated in it? But the Ashkenazim follow the Pesach of Atosos and Chulin, who says that a person can go and voluntarily take upon themselves this obligation, and the Magen Avraham brings this down, and Ashkenazim, in fact, do allow a person who's not obligated in a mitzvah to go make the bracha. This is the reason, for example, that Ashkenazic women who take a lulav and esrog, who listen to shofar blowing, are allowed to make a bracha. But a Sfardi woman would not. The Halacha Berurah goes into great depth on this subject, which is much more than our shir can contain right now. But suffice to say, Halacha Lamaisa, Sfardim follow the psak of the Mechaber, Ashkenazim follow the psak of the Ramah, and can make a bracha. The Mishneh Berurah continues and says, Umimela, since you're allowed to go and put tzitzis on such a garment, now you can go carry this even on Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah. By carrying this, I mean you can wear this in Rosh Hashanah. Umimela yochol lotzeis bo b'Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, denoy hu lebege, because the fringes that are attached now, even though they're only on there on the Rabbanon level, are considered a noy for the beged, a beautification of the beged, and there's no problem, therefore, with masui, with carrying. In Dirshu note 18, he brings down that for a woman, however, to wear a talis, a real talis with four corners on it that has tzitzis on it, and to wear that on Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah would be, in fact, an issa daraisa for her to do so. Shekivin she'ein isha regila lelech betalis kazu. Since women do not wear such a talis, harei ze kemasu yitzlah. So this would be considered caring for her. And while there are those that disagree with this and say that the woman would not be chayav achatos, certainly a woman should not be wearing a talis on Shabbos. Why not? Why aren't women allowed to wear a talis? Even though we normally say a woman can accept upon herself the mitzvah saseh shazman groma, the two major exceptions to this, which we'll learn eventually, they are tefillin and talis. Women do not take upon themselves these, even if they wish to. We will wait to fully address this till we get to Simon Yud Zayin for Hilchas Tzitzis and to Hilchas Tefillin much later on. But suffice to say that the Ramah there says that it's a mechazek yuara. It's an arrogant thing for a woman to go wear such a garment with tzitzis. V'lochein ein lahem lilbosh tzitzis, and women should not do so. Kaf HaChaim also addresses this and brings down in the name of the Arizal that this is not a proper thing for a woman to do. And this indeed is the psak of all the Gedolei Yisrael throughout the generations. Unfortunately, in recent times, this has created somewhat of a controversy, but it is the Psak of Hagoyin, Rav Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik, Zatzal the Rav, and one of his primary Talmidim, one of my Rabbeim, Hagoyin, Rav Herschel Schechter, that it is absolutely inappropriate for women to put on a talis and to make a bracha on it. Baruch Hashem, there are enough other ways to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is not a correct way of doing so. In Siv Katan Yud, the Mishnah Brewer writes that the mitzvah to put on the tzitzis is only midrabanan if it's after 30 days, and you are allowed to make a bracha, vivarech aleha. And then he says, v'solcher, if somebody rents a garment as opposed to borrows a garment, he says, dino kishol, brought down the name of the olas tamid, who brings it down from Tosus and Menachos. However, he brings down from the Sefer HaItur that there are those that disagree and say schirus is a sofik. It is unclear what to do with a rental type of a garment. As we'll see, whenever you're in such a situation, it is much best to take it as a matana, almanas lahachzir, and have full possession of it, but we'll learn that in a few moments. The Ramah now points out about this borrowed talis, the 30-day limit of time. Im herziro to shloshim, v'chazar ulekocho einam mitzdarev. This 30 days has to be for at least a 30-day period of time, but not that you borrowed it for 15 days and returned it, borrowed it for another 10 days and returned it, and borrowed it for another 10 days. Ah, now we're over 30 days. Now it's mechuyev midrabanan. But it has to be a consecutive 30-day period of time. Rak bo'inun shloshim yom ritzufim. The Ramah says you need a 30-day consecutive period of time in order for this din derabanan to kick in, that you should put tzitzis on a garment that you borrowed that has four corners but no tzitzis. And this is brought down from the Nemuke Yosef. Until now, we've been talking about that you borrowed a four-cornered garment that did not have tzitzis on it. Now the Mechaber writes, if you borrowed a talis, sha'aluk yishahim mitzuyetzis, you borrow your friend's talis. It has tzitzis on it. This is the much more common situation. Mevorech alei amayad. The Mechaber writes, you're allowed, when you take that talis, to go and make a bracha on it immediately. There is no 30-day waiting period of time in this situation. And lechatrila, you can make a bracha on it immediately when you put it on. In Siv Katan Yud Aleph, the Mishnah Brewer explains in great detail. He writes, V'yesh machmirin. There are those that disagree with the psak over here of the Mechaber, and these include over here the Marshal and the Taz. V'sovrim shelo levarech. One does not make a bracha, elim kein nosan lo beferush b'maton almanas lahachzir. Only allowed to make a bracha in this situation where you're getting it absolutely as a present, albeit a present that you're going to return, but you are owning it for the time that it is considered yours for this Maton Amanas Lahagzir period of time. However, this opinion, brought down in the name of the Marshal and the Taz, the Mishnah Berurah writes, is not the final conclusion. Achrovo Achronim Maskim L'Psak HaShulchan Aruch. The vast majority brings down the Magen Avraham, the El Yerabah, Derech HaChaim, and many others, all agree with the basic psak of the Mechaber, that one is allowed to make a bracha on such a talis, even if it wasn't given over as a Maton Amanas Lahagzir. Why? Hatamhu, the reason is, why would a guy lend you a talis that had tzitzis on it if it weren't for the fact that he expects you to wear it and make a brach on it? And obviously, he's lending it to you because you need a talis, and you can't make the brach on it unless it's yours. So obviously, the stam situation, the default position is, and that's how we view it according to these poskim. In Dershu note 19, we say, what about those people that might not know or understand this svara? So he brings down from the Shela Tzuvus Ein Yitzchak, who says, Din zehu pashut lakol. Everybody understands this and knows this. Since obviously the person is giving you this talis in order that it should be yours, that you should be able to wear it and make a bracha on it for davening. So everybody knows that and understands that. And you don't have to be concerned that maybe he was not familiar with this din. But the Mishnah Berurah then continues. He says, why not be choshesh for this Marshal and Taz if you can? L'chatchila, therefore, bevada yosetov levakesh mehamashu sheyiten lo b'maton amanas lahachzir v'lo likuva. He says, when you are borrowing the talis, say, can I please have this as a maton amanas lahachzir? And this way there'll be, according to everyone, no problem with you making a bracha. If you didn't do this, though, it's not ma'akev. But this is all true, the Mishnah Berurah then further clarifies, and he says, this is only when you're dealing with a real talis over here, what we call a talis. However, if it's a four-cornered garment that happens to have tzitzis on it that people also wear as a sweater or as a jacket, Since it technically meets all the features of a garment that requires to have tzitzis on it, and he puts tzitzis on it, but he doesn't know necessarily in that situation that you're borrowing it l'shem mitzvah tzitzis to go and daven with tzitzis on. V'lo nasa b'shul mitzvah tzitzis, only to fulfill the requirement of putting tzitzis on a four-cornered garment. So in this situation, you can't presume that it's given l'shem matan amanas l'hachzir, and you wouldn't make a bracha on it. Unless it was specifically stated, it's a matan almanas lahatzir, that you can own it to make a bracha on it. This introduces the next very important question that the Mishnah Berurah discusses about a shul talis, borrowing a shul talis. The kainim shal talis lalos l'torah. You're getting an aliyah, and you're not davening there, or you don't have a talis on, you're not yet at the age that you wear a talis. For example, Ashkenazim, not yet married, frequently do not wear a talis, but you get called up for an aliyah, so you borrow someone's talis. Oh, la'avol of ne'atev, or l'duchen, you're going up there to get some sort of a kibud, you're getting opening up the oren, or you're duchening, you're a kohen, and you don't have a talis, so you borrow someone's talis, or you borrow a shul talis, she'enu ela mishum hakavod. In that situation, you're not wearing it to fulfill the mitzvah of lesatev batzitzis, but you're wearing it als kavod. You're putting on the talis out of respect for the kibud that you're getting. Ein mevarach hanolav. The Mishnah Berurah says you don't make a bracha on this. Du laiho yeretonu lahashilo rak lemalbush luchud velo lahaknuslo, because you really weren't attempting to acquire it. You're just putting it on because it's a kavod to put a talis on when you're getting such a kibud. But then the Mishnah Berurah brings down that many disagree with this. V'yesh cholk in bazeh. The Magen Avraham, for example, disagrees with this. Usvir lehu, and holds the b'chol gavni mevorchem, that you, when you borrow a shul talis, you borrow somebody's talis, even to go get psicha or to go up in duchen, you should make a bracha on that talis. In order to get around this problem, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Derech HaChaim, who says, have specifically in mind that you're not do not intend to acquire the talis, and this way, everybody would hold, if your intention is not to acquire a talis, a borrowed talis that's not yours, you don't make a bracha on it. The only talis that you do make a bracha on is when you're borrowing a talis, based tefillah, lotzeisbo, for the purposes of wearing a talis for the mitzvah of atifas tzitzis. But then the Mishnah Berurah says, this is when you're borrowing a private person's talis, v'choze betaliso shel ish prati. However, avobatalitos shall kahal, when you're borrowing a talis that belongs to the congregation, to the community, kein shalanu, like all the shul talisim that you find, that are hamitsuyos, bevate kineisios, that are found in our shuls, tsarich levarech alav lekuliyama. The Mishnah Berurah has an astounding psak here who says that everybody would agree that you have to make a bracha on such a talis. Afilu kishalov sharak lavol of neateva lalas atori, even if you're doing it only for covered reasons and not to be yotzei the mitzvah of lisatif betzitzis. Why is this different? Mishum the talis shall call adaito dohochi kanua, because the shul talisim were purchased exactly for this purpose, for people to wear. It becomes yours. The shul's understanding is when somebody takes this talis, it now becomes there for the period of time that they're wearing it, and therefore you're chayiv in a bracha. I dare say, however, that this is not the psak that most people go by. When people quickly put on a shul talis to go get an aliyah or to duchen or something like that, I would dare say that many people do not make a bracha on it. Why do we not follow this Mishnah Berurah? So the Mishnah Berurah himself says, look in the Bir Halacha, where he quotes a very important psak from the Shari Ephraim. And the Shari Ephraim says, Mikol moko mira dafko shemis atef bo rosho kiderech atifa shachris. The only time you're obligated in this din that the Mishnah Berurah brought down to make a bracha on a shul talis is if you put it over your head, you do hatifa, and ha belav hachi ein levarach. But if you just put it around your shoulders and go get the aliyah, go duchen, go get pesicha, then you're not obligated, according to the Shari Ephraim, to make a bracha. He continues and says that other poskim disagree with this, but since his kavana is not to really wear the talis, it's only covered by alma, he says, lo karinan asher techaseba be'ituf aroy kazeh. This doesn't fulfill the obligation of putting a talis around you and wearing it, and therefore he says no bracha is needed in this situation. The Bir Halacha himself argues, though, with the Shari Ephraim and says, devorav chalushim b'miktzas. These are difficult shita to understand, because normally this ituf isn't ma'akev, and he brings down poskim who show that this is the case. If you don't put the talis over your head, you still make a bracha on it. Hamakom, the Mishnah Berurah says, the best eitz over here is to go and specifically have in mind that you do not wish to acquire the talis, and in this way, you can rely upon the Shari Ephraim. In addition, he brings down that the Ber Heitev later on in Simon Yud Ches also seems to agree with this based upon Alechem Chamudos, the Hamisatef Nekvod Hatzibor Ein Mavarach. If somebody is just putting on the talis for covet of the Tzibor, he doesn't make a bracha on it. Umistama, he concludes, Tamo Kimosha Kosav Ashari Ephraim, the Efshur Dezeh Eno Nikwa Levisha Hamachayevis Betzitzis. And that's what most people rely upon when they take a shul talis and they don't make a bracha on it. They rely upon it that it's not being worn L'shem talis, to be Lesatef Betzitzis. It's like a garment of respect for the tzibur, and that does not require a bracha to be made on it. In Dirshanot 21, he does point out that if you are going to make a bracha on it, like the many poskim that allow it, you really should check the tzitzis beforehand to make sure that you're not making a bracha levatola. Finally, in Sivkot Yud Beis, the Mishnah Brewer will conclude today's shir, and he says, when you borrow a talis, you have to return it to the person on time in order that he should be able to wear it the following morning. Let's say he went to the early minyan today, he lends it to you for the later minyan. You have to make sure you get it back to him in time that he can wear it tomorrow morning at the early minyan. Because if you don't, in lo hechzir lo, vanos in ein lo talis acher, if you don't give it back to the person and he doesn't have another talis to use, nira dinekar hamatona lamafreya, that uproots the present that he gave you, and therefore it wasn't yours when you wore it and you didn't have the right to go make a bracha on it. Furthermore, when you return it to him, you should give it back to him clearly that you're now returning the present to him, so it should now belong to him. Although in Dirshu 24, it says that if you didn't do this, then b'di'evit, it's okay. It still is his talis, obviously. The Mishnah Berurah concludes and says, if you didn't return it to the person properly, you ripped it or something happened to it, and now it is not returned the way you got it, eino yotzei b'mitzvah. You retroactively are not yotzei the mitzvah because you didn't return it to him, and it nullifies this matana al-manas l'hachzir. And this concludes today's shir.